Support with daily living. For many people affected by PSP or CBD, money can be an extra worry. PSPA's helpline can provide information and access to benefits and entitlements. Living with PSP or CBD can put an additional strain on finances, with many people having to fund adaptations and care. Savings and earnings can be quickly depleted after paying for carers, private physiotherapy sessions, accessing help around the home, and installing stair lifts and wet rooms, not to mention the increase in energy costs by keeping homes warm. Navigating the benefit system can feel overwhelming, and many people living with PSP or CBD are not claiming for financial support they're entitled to. Yet there is a range of disability-related financial support, including benefits for specific needs, tax credits, direct financial support, and entitlements. PSPA's helpline can provide information on benefits and is able to make referrals to the Department of Work and Pensions Home Visiting Service. When the helpline suggested to Melanie Kelly that she apply for Personal Independence Payment, PIP, for her husband Martin, she didn't hold out much hope, as she explains. "We first applied for PIP in 2020 when Martin had a Parkinson's diagnosis. He was working as a carpenter, but he had a fall at work and was sent home, never to return again. Because Martin was a subcontractor, there was no additional pay, so overnight he lost his income. Completing the form for PIP was a nightmare. It was so complex and you had to be very careful what you put down. There was a lot of guidance to work through, and it was clear you had to be careful about how you worded things. The application was refused. 2 years later, when Martin's diagnosis was changed to PSP, the couple contacted the helpline, who suggested applying for PIP again. Melanie said, "It hadn't occurred to me to try again. Kathy on the helpline advised us that it was worth making a new application. Looking back, I can't really remember the application process, but I think that's because Kathy did it for us. She contacted the Department for Work and Pensions and arranged for an assessor to come to the house. She also wrote a supporting letter with information about PSP. The assessor completed the form with us and was clearly observing Martin as well. Soon after, we were told Martin would be awarded PIP at the enhanced rate. PIP is a benefit for people who need help participating in everyday life or find it difficult to get around. PIP is a tax-free benefit for people aged 16 to 64 to help with the extra costs caused by long-term ill health or a disability. You will not be able to make a claim for PIP once you are 65 years old, but you will be able to stay on PIP if you claimed or received it before you reach the age of 65. For Martin, PIP is helping him to manage his symptoms and stay as mobile as possible. Melanie said, "Living with a condition like PSP is very expensive. We've had to buy a stairlift, install a wet room, and ensure the house is kept warm. All these things add up. The PIP allowance enables us to keep Martin as well as possible. The allowance pays for him to have Botox injected into his eyelids every 3 months to stop the spasms. It also helps to fund a personal trainer twice a week, which is helping to extend his mobility. Receiving PIP has made a big difference to our lives." David Tipper was prompted to contact the helpline following a support group meeting. David cares for his wife Jean, who is living with probable PSP or CBD. Jean was diagnosed in January 2024, where she was eventually told that she had atypical Parkinson's, possibly PSP or CBD. Since then, her mobility, coordination and balance have deteriorated, leaving her at risk of falls. Jean and David joined their local PSPA support group for Stockport and Cheshire, where they met group coordinator Val Wallace, who shared with them information on what support they could access. David said, "When we attended the local support group meeting, Val gave us a very helpful leaflet. It prompted us to contact PSPA's helpline to ask about benefits. Having never claimed benefits before, we had no idea how it worked or what we would even be entitled to. I spoke to Deb on the helpline, who encouraged us to apply for a blue badge and told me about attendance allowance. Deb referred us to the Department of Work and Pensions and said that someone would be in touch to do an assessment. A few days later, a visit was arranged and an assessor came to our home. He asked lots of questions. The one question I think really swung it was when he asked if I could leave Jean at home for a couple of nights while I went away. "Absolutely not," I replied. "There is no way she could manage on her own." We were told our application was successful and that we would be receiving the enhanced allowance. Attendance allowance can be claimed if you are aged 65 or over with an illness or disability and need help with personal care, or you need someone to look after you. Attendance allowance is payable at two rates, depending on the amount of help you need with personal care or supervision. For David and Jean, receiving attendance allowance has made a huge difference. We have used it to hire a cleaner. I do all the shopping and cooking, so having a cleaner once a week helps me to keep on top of things. The information we've received from PSPA has certainly helped us to navigate living with PSP. Disability-based benefits. Attendance allowance, personal independence payment, PIP, or disability living allowance, DLA. These benefits are not means-tested. They do not rely on national insurance contributions, nor does your income or savings affect your entitlement. They are paid should your illness meet the set benefit criteria. Contact PSPA Helpline on 0300 0110 122 or email helpline@pspassociation.org.uk. General Benefits and Entitlements Information Sheet is available for download from our website www.pspassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/just-been-diagnosed/PSPA-publications, or by contacting the helpline for a printed copy.